From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey takes military action across the Syrian border. Turkish military officials say their warplanes and artillery units have attacked Islamic State group targets in Syria. That after rockets fired from across the border injured at least six people in a Turkish border town. Officials say Turkish howitzers and multi-barrel rocket launchers attacked IS positions in the Tungali, Dabik, and Turkmenbari regions soon after two rockets struck the town of Kilis, wounding five children and an adult. In a statement sent to journalists Thursday, the officials say Turkish F-16 jets later attacked more IS group targets near the regions of Al-Rai, Itamalat, and Al-Anataniya after a third rocket hit the town. They say a number of IS militants were killed in those strikes. The police chief of Charlotte, North Carolina, said Thursday he plans to show video of an officer shooting a black man to the slain man's family, but the video will not be immediately released to the public. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said that 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott refused officers' repeated commands to drop a gun, but he said during a news conference that the video does not definitely show Scott pointing a gun at anyone. Putney said he is working to honor the request from the family for the Scott to view the video. It's unclear when or if the video might be released publicly. The streets of Charlotte were mostly quiet Thursday, but Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Duke Energy all told employees not to venture into North Carolina's largest city after Governor Pat McCrory declared a state of emergency on last night. This is VOA News.